Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, continuing from South City Christian Church in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as I'm volunteering for the week with IDES, doing disaster relief. Perhaps you can see the ceiling behind me is missing. That's the case in the entire building here. Much of the community is in similar circumstances, both inside and outside. Today's focus, as we continue working through this week's prayer guide, the prayer guide is on sharing goodness. It's today's focus about sharing goodness that pleases God. And Paul writes and he says, "Do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." And to recognize that just the very act of sharing, the very act of doing good, of practicing sharing goodness, is something that pleases God. In a culture that seems dominated by almost an obsession with collecting things for ourselves, that breeds an attitude of selfishness, God comes along and says, share. If you have, James says, if you have material possessions and you see someone in need and are not willing to help, you know, what good is your faith? And not only what good is your faith, but you have to begin to recognize that perhaps the love of God does not even exist in you. You see, as we go about life, God has given us incredible gifts. And sometimes those gifts look like material possessions. Many times those gifts look like hands and feet, time, listening. And all of those things are things that God says, I've really given you those for the purpose of sharing, not only sharing them with others, but for sharing Him with others. You see, whatever you have, how are you using it to honor God, to please God? God says that we do that when we share. Sometimes we look at our life and we think, well, I don't have much. It's interesting, and when you don't have much, how much that looks like to someone that has nothing. As I've been working this week and cleaning up and yards and cutting trees and just clearing out the mess that was left behind, some still from Hurricane Laura and then added to by Hurricane Delta. The gratefulness of people for just a few guys spending some time to make their life, to make their property look a little more livable. And then there's that sharing of just sitting and listening. The stories being told of what the property used to look like, of what was lost and how they endured. And to be able to watch a face regain hope as they recognize that someone cares. As we pray today, I would encourage you and ask that you would pray for a young man that I don't even know his name yet. After working yesterday out cutting, we came back and found out that there was an individual that had contacted the church that had heard about what we're doing and the efforts going on and wanted to be immersed into Christ. And so the guys that were here, you know, worked at cleaning and filling and getting the baptistry ready and heated. And then unfortunately got a text late in the evening that he had changed his mind. And so the preacher here is going to do some follow-up to see what's going on, you know, what convicted him to begin with and what's working on him now. But pray that God's Spirit would continue to convict and would remove whatever obstacles that this man feels is in his way. But pray today about how you'll use what you have, how you'll share God's goodness with the people around you, wherever you are. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, and your love for us is incredible. And Father, as we go through life, we recognize that, well, you've given us incredible gifts. And Father, as we recognize the gifts that you've given us, help us to look within the Spirit that you've put within us for how to use those effectively, of how to do good and how to share with others. Father, our desire is that we would please you, and your word tells us that we can do that. God, I pray for this young man that had wanted to be immersed into Christ and changed his mind. I pray that your Spirit would work mightily in his life to convict him, to remove whatever obstacles are in his way. Father, that others that are seeing the good that's being done in your name would see Jesus at work and want a relationship with him as well. God, today, for each person listening to this broadcast, I pray that every one of us would be more mindful than ever before of the opportunities to share. To share what we have, whether it's material things, whether it's our time, whether it's simply a sharing of our faith, of our life story. Father, help us to do good to all people, whether we agree with them, whether they agree with us, whether they look, sound, or act like us or not. Father, may we do good and share. And may we do so in a way that the people that we're doing good to and that we're sharing with know that it's because of Jesus. Father, today may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do. May he be honored in our life. May the things that we do and say reflect him. Father, as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I apologize for the weak sound, likely the first half, as I realized I didn't have the mic plugged in. But hopefully the built-in mic was picking up something. One of those little oversights, I guess. But I do thank you so much for joining me. Not just joining me in this broadcast, but more specifically, joining me in prayer. And I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.